Recorders going. I appreciate everybody coming in, and especially appreciate you coming from Tucson, right?
Yes, sir.
It's quite a drive. I appreciate that.
It was an easy drive this morning. I left an extra 45 minutes for traffic.
And okay.
Didn't need it at all.
Thank you.
I'm feeling kind of old. I'll bring my laptop to meetings. And I see some of the youngsters actually have two.
I'll take being called a youngster.
Yeah, she's in that category.
I'll take that. I think I'm older than you think I am.
And I didn't bring one either.
Yeah. Well, I got to read through some stuff before we get going. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-036 regarding Mr. George Stevenson. The time is now 9:06 a.m. on June 1st, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves with their title and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff. I'm Daniel Carthel, and Mr. Ream.
Greg Ream. I'm a board investigator.
Judith Stakely, Executive Director. Sorry,
Mr. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel.
Thank you. And then EAC members, please. Just whoever wants to go first.
Clarence Campbell, Structural Engineer.
Thank you.
Chantel Cornett, Public Member, Student Structural Engineer.
Thank you.
Greg Fulton, the Fulton Group, EAC.
Thank you.
Engineer.
All right, and then we have Mr. Stevenson with us.
George Stevenson, structural engineer in Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you.
Retired.
Okay. Just a few reminders, the meeting is being auto-recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This ends up being important when I go back to try and review the recording to know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones will need to be turned off or placed on silent mode. I'm usually the first one to forget that, so it's more for me. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on November 11th of 2021 related to a structural review of an existing wood column at 9011 North Scenic Drive in Tucson, Arizona, on or about November 15th of 2019. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the materials that were provided. At this time, I need to ask each committee member if they have done so and if they are comfortable serving
on
the...
Your message has reached its maximum duration. To send your message, press 3 or hang up.
I guess when Mr. Ping gets that, he'll be up to speed.
It's a long message. There you go.
All right. I'll need to ask each committee member if they have done so and feel comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you could signify yes or no on whether you're comfortable moving forward without any conflicts. Mr. Felton?
Yes.
Ms. Cornell, Cornett?
Yes.
And Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Thank you. I apologize. Is it Cornett or Corn?
Net.
Do I have that right? Okay.
Yep.
Thanks. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger. Just for the record, a ledger has been notified of this and invited to participate with ample notice, but has declined to do so. So we're not going to have a ledger with us. I'm forgetting his name all of a sudden.
Mr. Mitchell, Greg Mitchell.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be with us today. Committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait in the lobby. Kind of doesn't apply in this case because usually that would be if we had respondent, data ledger, and possibly some witnesses, we'd do it in turn, but we only have respondents, so that's not going to be that difficult for this meeting. At this time, I'll call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. We get a motion from somebody to move into executive.
Clarence Campbell, if I'm welcome to go into executive session.
Thank you. You get a second from someone?
Chantal Cornett, second.
Thanks. And we're going to need to do a roll call vote. Mr. Felton?
Yes.
Ms. Cornett?
Yes.
And Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead and stop this recording, and then we'll go into executive session. It is now 9:11 in the morning.